Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. It is our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired word. And therefore, if you have any question or any comment concerning something that we say on the program, certainly we'd like to hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program. Either way, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In the 5th chapter of John, Jesus makes some astonishing claims. In verse 17, he calls God his Father, which the Jews, and rightly so, regarded as a claim to be equal with God. Well, let's visualize this scene. Here is a man from the despised city of Nazareth. He has no formal education. He has no wealth, no military power. And yet he claims to be of the same nature as God, the Father, and claimed to have the same powers that he had. Further, that Jewish audience knew he had a human birth, and he lived on earth as a man. You know, from all they knew and from all appearances, he was just as human as they were. And now the Lord of glory faces that hostile, murderous crowd here in John chapter 5. Look at verse 16. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. And verse 18, therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him. So we see that in all of this, he still doesn't detract from the claims that he made to be equal with the Father. In fact, if anything, he adds to them. He said he sees what the Father does, and what he does, he can do also. Look at verse 19. Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatsoever he does, the Son also does in like manner. He has the same power and authority the Father has. And as the Father can raise from the dead and give them life, so can the Son. Look at verse 21. Jesus says, for as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. We see that as the Father has life in himself, look what Jesus says in verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And when those dead in sin hearken to his voice, they will have spiritual life that comes only through the Word of God. Look at verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in me, who sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. And further, the Father gave the Son authority to execute judgment, and this authority was given because he was the Son of Man. Look at verse 27. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So he was fully man, just as we are, and he's qualified to judge all, for he was tempted in every way that we are, in every respect that we are. And that proved He was in every respect in his humanity, just as we are. He calls himself in chapter 8 and verse 40, a man that told them the truth. And he is now, as 2 Timothy 2 and verse 5 reads, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But you know, it's astonishing as his claims were when he told them there in verse 25 of John chapter 5. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. He claims that the resurrection and the judgment will come, and that he will be the final judge of all of those that have lived on the earth. You see, that implies that he knows the life history of every person, and he will reward each one according to his works. His judgment, as the Roman letter says in chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, his judgment is according to truth, and there is no partiality with him. So, those who have done good will have the resurrection to life, for they are worthy. As Luke 20, verses 35 and 36 says. But here in John 5, verses 28 and 29, we see what happens to those who have done evil. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. So let's visualize this scene. Here's a man standing before the religious authorities who believe that he's a blasphemer, and yet he claims the authority of God. And he plainly tells this hostile audience that he has the power to raise dead bodies from the grave. And to him, God the Father has given authority to judge the world. You see, they could well say, what manner of man is this that he makes such claims? See, they hate this man, and later, in contempt, they will imply that he was the son of fornication. Notice in John 8, verse 41, Jesus said, you do the deeds of your father, and then they said to him, we are not born of fornication. We have one Father, God. So see the implication? But God knew this suffering servant would not fail in his work until he set forth judgment to victory. Now, how can Jesus prove his astonishing claims? He appeals to witnesses. Notice verse 31 in John 5. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Now, that doesn't mean that the truth that he preached is not true. The one who is truth cannot lie. We know that from Titus 1 and verse 2. It simply means that while the witness that he bore of himself is true, it would not be believed as true by unbelievers, either then or now. And then he begins the list of witnesses to his claim, with one that the Jews considered to be a great man, John the Baptist. Look at verses 33 through 35 of John chapter 5. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from men, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. So John bore witness to the truth that he was a bright and shining lamp, and they rejoiced in his light. But Jesus had a greater witness than John. Jesus said in verse 36, but I have a greater witness than John for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And then he claims he had the witness of God himself. Look at verse 37. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at either time nor seen his form. Now, the word of God had no place in their hearts because they refused to believe him. Verse 38, Jesus said, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, you, him you do not believe. Next, we see the Lord turns to a witness that the Jews professed to honor and to respect, and that is the Scriptures. They diligently searched the Scriptures and thought that searching alone would bring them eternal life. Look at verse 39. You search the Scriptures, Jesus says, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. So we see then that while they searched the Scriptures, they never saw him of whom the Scriptures are all about. They searched the Scriptures to find the Messiah, but they never saw the Messiah of the Scriptures, for that was not the kind of Messiah they wanted. They refused to see the truth of the Scriptures, and they stood condemned. For they, as verse 40, Jesus says, for you were not willing to come to me that you may have life. You see, Jesus plainly told them, the Scriptures testify of me. Jesus could truthfully say that the Scriptures that came from the mouth of God are all about me. He said, you have believed Moses, that is, the Scriptures he wrote, and they searched. You should have believed me, for he wrote about me. As Jesus walked along the road to Emmaus, remember he met two perplexed disciples who thought all of their dreams about the work that they believed Jesus was to do failed. Their thoughts were not God's thoughts, for they were wrong in their view of the Scriptures. They failed to see that in Jesus and in his suffering and death, the Scriptures were fulfilled. When they learned that the Scriptures testified of him as the suffering servant of God, they had a divine, I guess you could call it a divine glow about them. Their hearts that only God's truth is able to kindle. To open the eyes of their minds, Jesus opened the Scriptures. He said in Luke 24, verses 25 beginning, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all of the prophets, he explained to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. And later he met with others. In Luke 24, verse 44, he said to them, these are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things that are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And you know, really, Philip nailed it down when he said in John 1, verse 43, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. The words, the Scriptures are they that testify of me, is the truth that settles once and for all the truth that the claims of Jesus are true. Let us hear, let us believe, and let us fully trust the testimony of the Scriptures that cannot be broken. Friends, we appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.